Hello, guys. Welcome to the podcast. How are we today?
Hello. Great. Good. Is Crevo going to tell his exciting news?
Yeah. Wow. Big news, Crevo.
Huge.
Tell it for the second time.
Emmy and I got engaged.
Wow.
Yay. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's so good. All we've heard for the last 15 minutes is Jade running through wedding scenarios. Can I be your witness? Can I come to the wedding?
Can we do it overseas? Maddie will come. Also, there was no mention of your husband, Ben.
Oh, there wasn't.
You were like, we'll all go on a holiday. Maddie, me, you, Emmy. Great.
Well, I don't think you wanted many people. Like, Maddie and I are there, but we're not there. So
what do you mean?
Well, we're just sort of there, but we're not. Like, because I know you guys want to secretly go off. But I thought having legitimate witnesses would be nice to have on your wedding certificate. And then we vanish. Like, Maddie and I just go off and do our thing. You guys go off and do yours.
Your husband, Benny, at home.
Do you know what's so fascinating, Jade? As soon as somebody announces that they're getting married, you turn into this obsessed wedding freak.
Yeah, you do.
Where you're like, I have to be involved, like severe FOMO.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to have to dial it down on this one. This is not going to be the off in a castle wedding like yours was. It's just not.
I just love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you are becoming a wedding celebrant.
Yes.
You're training to do
so. Almost there. I'm in the holidays. I'm dedicating my second week is purely to just smash out.
Didn't you say this last holidays and then just sit on the couch watching The Crown?
No. That's not what I did at all. That's not what I did at all.
So, yeah, weddings. I guess we'll be hearing about weddings for the next however long between now and the marriage.
You just probably won't really.
What oh, Jade will speak about it more than you.
I know that, but you'll just, what'll happen
I need Emmy's number. Wow. Give me Emmy's number.
Absolutely not.
She loves me, maybe.
I know she does.
I don't know, but girls love to chat about weddings.
I'll just tell you when it's happening, if there's a possibility for you guys to come or not.
Are you having an engagement party?
Probably not.
Oh,
no.
Really? Why?
I don't think so. I don't know. Just like...
Don't believe in them?
Yeah, I don't know. What
it's always interesting, isn't it? Like, who gets invited to the wedding? Like, it's a weird thing. Like,
That's why we want to do it overseas.
You don't have to deal with all the awkwardness.
Because we both have heaps of people we know.
Yeah.
And we can't have all those.
We're at the bottom of the list, Jade.
Yeah, I know.
But in saying that, you said you wouldn't invite us to your wedding.
No, I changed it. I said you guys can come.
You changed it.
I did. I told you last week. I said you can come to the second one.
Nothing like the Malta wedding, though. Like, you know.
Well, it's going to be in Malta again.
Oh, well, I'm not coming.
Start saving.
Oh, I know.
If you want a holiday, you've got 4 years to get ready for it.
I think I would never, ever spend money on a trip to go to somebody's second overseas wedding.
Yeah, but...
it's not even a real wedding.
But it's about spending time and going on a holiday. You would never jump on a plane to go there on your own accord. So this is giving you a reason to go out of your circle and go somewhere different with people who know the island.
Yeah, true. I'm really tired today. I've had a big weekend.
You're like, I can't do wedding chat anymore.
Oh, yeah. No.
Exhausting.
It is. It is exhausting. You know when you just get to the age, I just can't keep up with my friends anymore.
Yeah, you said that last time, actually.
It's so true. Like, I just can't do it. There's, like, been... Ever since I moved to Newcastle, there's been, like... I used to be there with them the whole time. Yesterday, they were all drinking by the pool... And then they wanted to go to the casino in Sydney. And I'm like, do you know what? I just don't want to. I want to sleep. And it's like I had to get up early this morning to come to work. And then it just ruins me.
Because they're all on holidays or your
Yeah,
mates,
they're all
they?
On holidays. Like, I'm
it's
not.
Nothing for them.
So, yeah.
Poor Maddie. Turn 30 and it's all over.
It's all over.
I'm glad it's all over.
Yeah,
honestly,
I don't miss it, hey.
I don't miss it either. It's too much hard work. Got to buy outfits to go out. It's just too much.
Is this weird that I think I'm the only one that misses it?
Going out and clubbing. Do you really? Yeah. That's interesting. You've never revealed that before.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
What kind of night would you like typically go to? Like what kind of club night? Like a theme night? R&B night?
Well, I do like R&B, but I feel like a full night of it's too much.
I can see Crevo getting down to some Ciara or something at an R&B night, a club night.
Yeah, I don't know. I probably wouldn't miss it if I went all the time, though.
Does Emmy miss going out clubbing?
Not really. I don't think so.
What did you used to drink on a club night? What's a typical club night for you?
Oh, we should go clubbing. Oh. Let's go clubbing for the show.
Funny.
But like what would you, would you stay out till like really late?
Yeah,
or
I used to like to stay out late.
A 4 a.m.er, 5 a.m.er?
3 to 4.
3 to 4. I yeah, that's
once
solid.
Once you get to 4, it's already the next day too much.
Yeah, I reckon we go clubbing good. For the show. Like, no joke.
Let's go to a gay bar.
Yeah, we'll go anyway. Yeah.
That'd be fascinating.
But we'll have to have record. We'll have to hit, record every now and again.
Of course. More entertaining.
Oh, guys, let's wrap this up. Yeah. Interesting
We'll
chat.
Talk about that.
We'll talk. Yeah. Jade's got plans to make now.
Well, yeah.
How to get to Crevo's wedding.
I need to get a tan. Oh, no. I was thinking a tan. Oh. I was thinking for the clubbing night.
Just think. You know, always look out for rustling bushes when you do get married. You see Jade popping her head out the bush.
Little binoculars.
No, look, I can respect someone's wishes.
Yep.
And this is why I'm becoming a wedding planner / celebrant.
So you're in the middle of it every time.
Because I love it and I'm really, if you ever have any questions, I'm your girl.
Would you give Crevo a freebie?
What do you mean?
Like, marry him for free?
Yeah, if you want.
Because, like, you know, a celebrant's charging, like, what, $1,600 to $2,000?
It depends on, yeah.
So you would do it for free?
Yeah, if you wanted me to marry him.
But you have to leave after the wedding. Like, you can't stay as a guest after.
Now you put her in a real quandary.
All right, guys.
I'm going with a little wedding party saver, and that's it.
Enjoy the podcast.
Bye.
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Welcome to Monday, a brand new week.
Good
How
morning.
Are we?
Good.
I feel brilliant.
Really
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good weekend.
Yeah, great weekend.
Yeah,
who
brilliant.
Wants to kick start?
Why don't you, Jade? You had a very interesting weekend.
Oh.
Your socials, wow. So much happening.
There was a lot happening on the weekend. I don't know where to begin. Benny and I, we went to some nurseries. My brother-in-law got bitten by a brown snake. Up in Queensland, he was whippersnippering. And then out of nowhere, he's got these two puncture marks.
Wow, I did see that.
Crazy.
Full on, had to go to hospital and ambulance. Poor people just bought their brand new home, so they were only there 2 weeks.
What kind of snake bit him?
Brown snake. They said because it was, I think it was a juvenile, it didn't leave any venom, or much of, so he didn't get
sick.
Really sick. So he had to spend overnight in the hospital.
That's what you want when you get bitten by a snake, right? Them to not leave any venom in you.
Yeah.
It's quite lucky.
Take it with you.
Crazy. And then we did some DIY around the house. So we did some painting. I got a mist tint. For $20, bargain, right colour and everything. What a win.
How about you, Crevo? Anything interesting?
Yeah, put up a Christmas tree in my house.
Is it big?
About 1.6 metres.
Good.
About time. What made you do it? Because you never had a Christmas tree.
I just,
you were like,
Emmy
not
was
until
into
I
it.
Have a family.
Plus, I like the smell of a real Christmas tree.
Oh, you got a real one?
Yeah.
On fancy tree, though.
You jealous, Jade?
Millionaire Mark. No, not at all.
You like your plastic one, don't
I'm
you?
I'm happy just putting it up, putting it away.
Fair enough.
I've been in Sydney all weekend. We had to get up at 2:45 a.m. this morning to get to work. But thank you, Jackson, for the ride. Appreciate it, as always.
How was our boy on the way to work, Jackson?
Yeah, not too bad. Pretty alert, pretty happy, pretty good. It was kicking off.
He didn't fall, he didn't doze?
Did he fall asleep on you?
I didn't doze this time, no.
We got pretty philosophical on the way.
Oh, yeah. Always good.
The sunrise as well.
Life chat.
Romantic.
I love it. Hey, guys, we are playing Lads versus Lasses up next, Jade.
Yeah, this is our ultimate battle of the sexes game. There's only 9 shows left for the year, right? And we're currently tying Lads and Lasses on 39 gold stars each. So if you want to win it for your sex, you've only got 9 days to do it. So on 13 10 09, if you'd like to play, give us a call, because time's running out.
I mean, what a fantastic prize we have today.
What
we've
are we giving
got
away?
For the winner, a half ham, all thanks to Singo's, a Pudding Lane Christmas pudding, and a bottle of wine.
Oh, what a win.
That is the dream right there. Imagine going and starting your week with that in the bag.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Lads
versus Lasses.
This is our ultimate battle of the sexes game, Lads versus Lasses. Right now we are drawn on the board at 39 apiece. So there's only 9 shows left for the year. If you want to win it for your sex, you're going to have to, you know, call and play for the next, 9 days, and hopefully you'll win it.
Great prize on offer today. Half ham from Singo's, a Christmas pudding, and a bottle of wine.
Yum.
Very handy.
How good.
Let's go to our lad right now. His name is Jason. He's working as doing some earth moving, and his karaoke song is Highway to Hell. Hello, Jason. How are you?
Good, self.
Yeah, good, mate. Good weekend.
Yeah, real good.
Yeah, excellent. All right, well, let's get into the questions. Question 1 for you. How many times has Jennifer Lopez been married?
3
times. Mm, almost good. There. 3 husbands, J-Lo.
I thought she'd had 2 as well.
Well,
fancy that.
Live and learn.
Number 2. Delta Goodrum, start on which famous Aussie soap? There's only 2. Neighbours.
I wouldn't have known that either.
Question number 3. Gillette Venus is a brand of what?
Gillette, would that be a razor?
That would be a razor. 1 point on the board for
good
you, Jason.
Work, man.
Are you still in this?
Yeah,
let's go to our last now.
Hey, it's Judy, who's a cook, wants her family around for Christmas, as she doesn't get to do it too often, and loves Nicolas Cage. How are you, Judy?
Hey, Judy.
I'm good, thank you.
That's good. All right, let's hook into these questions. Beats by Dre headphones were created by which rapper?
Sorry, what was that?
Beats by Dre headphones were created by which rapper?
I have
It's Dr. Dre. Clues in the name. All right, number 2.
Don't rub it in.
Yeah, Crevo. Monday morning rudeness.
Oh,
wow. Sorry,
on.
Judy.
Sorry,
we apologize.
Sorry, I wanted to have a bit of a laugh. Come on. All right, number 2. What is the name of the Cooper's green labeled beer? You'd see that everywhere. It's the green one.
Oh. Original?
Good guess. Unfortunately not. It's Cooper's Pale Ale.
Okay, you're still in this. 1 question. If you get this right, we go to a coin toss. Off you go.
You've got this, Judy. Or maybe not. If you say, this workshop has 3 phase, what are you talking about? What is 3 phase? We just know roughly what is it?
3 phase. Something to do with welding.
Oh, no. Sorry, it means power.
The
like,
lads just walked away with the win today. Jason, all yours, mate. Christmas ham, a pudding, and some wine.
Awesome, thank you.
No worries, man. Enjoy your week. Thank you very much. Good.
See, there you
40.
Go.
Thank
only,
you.
You only need 1 right sometimes. That's all you need.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all right. 1 point away.
Hey, guys, coming up next, of course, we're coming into summer. Well, it is summer.
Yeah.
Lots of people sunbaking, but there's a new sunbaking trend here in 2020. that's causing some discomfort with some.
Really?
I'm going to tell you more about this next.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Now, guys, of course, coming into summer, do you guys get out and tan much? Are you more the fake tan girl?
No, I prefer a light natural, like obviously wear sunscreen, but you can still get a nice, like, subtle tan being sun smart.
Well, this Brazilian model, her name is Letitia Martins, 23 years old, has revealed on Instagram her daily ritual, which is sunbaking her downstairs.
Oh, a lady garden.
Really?
Yeah. So every morning she gets up and she says it's improved her libido and her sleep by doing this every single day. Yeah. And apparently it's a craze that's now taking off. Like, there's been so many pictures on Instagram of, like, people lying on rocks out in the sun, like out in nature, and they're just sunbathing down there.
I know there was the whole sanding year.
Sunning your
backside.
Your rusty sheriff's badge, as you like to call it. But this is taking it to another level.
Well, it's a different level.
She also says that it's provides her more energy as well. She said she's
more
never
energy.
Felt healthier.
What is she, solar powered?
Apparently there is a scientific link that vitamin D does in fact help your libido, your energy levels, and all that stuff. But I mean,
surely you can absorb it from a different part of your body.
You don't need to open your legs towards the sun. And, you know,
I'm just going to show you guys the picture. Here she is lying on a rock. She looks like to be like near a beach somewhere.
Look, that's someone who's
holding her legs up.
Instagram followers, isn't it?
I think.
Well, I mean, I could say the same about you.
What do you mean?
You got nude in nature.
Big difference between saying there's a fad, you know, open your legs towards the sun, feel the vitamin
and
D.
And you'll get more energy.
And you'll get more energy and feel more horny to, you know.
Just standing on a rock for a picture.
Being part of the world.
She does this every single morning. So, she, you know, instead of having a coffee and breakfast, she's doing that every single day. There's a woman that's got a lot of time on her hands.
I'd say so. Because you have to go... Here's the thing, right? To get to that idea, you have to go through a lot of other ideas. You know what I mean? Like, you have to go, oh, will I have a coffee? No. Will I try a gym routine? No.
Will I tan my vagina? Absolutely.
I'd love to hear from a guy who's done it. Like, your tackle's just, you know, sunning to the sun.
The sunburn, though, down there. You don't want that.
Well, it's the same thing for a lady bits.
Well, I'd imagine it would be. I'm not the expert here, so...
You don't want any sunburn in that general area.
I know you like sunbaking, Maddie.
Not that.
You went to Redhead last week.
Yeah.
What beach are you going to?
Did you say what nude beach you're going to?
Redhead's not a nude beach, Jade.
Yeah, I know, but there's some around.
Well, that's not my thing.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good, anyway.
I'd be judging you. I'd be like, ooh.
Oh, coming from the person that got nude in nature.
I was just gonna say,
like, stop throwing rocks at glass houses, babe.
Which one out of this team has put photos of themselves up nude in nature?
Jade Leader.
Yeah.
You're in a calendar as well.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Nude calendar. Do we get one, by the way?
Oh, I haven't hit them up.
You've got to hit them up.
Let's give them away on the show.
That's a dream.
Yeah, someone wants one.
Oh, well, enjoy. Summer Trends 2020. New Sun up next with Hamish at New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
This is Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
So, guys, you'd be well aware by now, I'm in this Facebook group of people that talk about Webbers.
Oh, yeah.
You love this.
I love the Webber. I don't know where it's come from. Anyway, I'm into barbecuing and stuff.
Do you know what? Small observation. Mm. When you had us over for your partner's birthday, you got chatting to Jade's husband, who also loves Webbering, about Webber barbecues. And, you go all shy and humble. Like, it's quite cute, but you're like, oh, yeah, like, well, I'm not that good. I'm not
well,
that
there's a
good.
Lot of people with a lot of experience around. Anyway, this group that people are into, like, the... I don't want to call them antique, but like the old Webbers from like yesteryear.
Mm.
Anyway, this guy bought one and he's like, look at this beauty from like 1970, blah, blah, blah. Very, it was like extremely worn.
Yeah, wow.
And he goes, this guy used it every weekend for like 30 years so that he could get away from his wife and just drink beers and like cook really long barbecues on the weekend.
That's great.
And I was like, essentially what this guy's doing is barbecuing to sort of escape from his partner, his wife. So it's like a hobby.
I think most people have something, right?
Like a little hobby that you do away from your husband or wife just to escape for a few hours and have a bit of your own time.
He admitted it, though.
Yeah, he did. A lot of people, you know, wouldn't admit it or, you know, they might be a bit shy about it. What I thought we could do, 13109 next, what hobby or, like, activity do you do to escape from your partner, husband, wife, whatever?
Isn't that fascinating that both of your partners, like, you love Webbers and your husband loves Webbers. So it is a thing. Like, yeah. It must be a bloke thing, like, buy a barbecue to escape from this.
Escape from... I don't know, yeah. I reckon there's other people that maybe you do like a sport or out at the man shed, you know, just tinkering.
Yeah.
Old cars, that sort of stuff. 13109, what do you do to escape from your partner, very husband, good. Wife, etc.?
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
13109 this morning, what hobby do you do to escape your partner?
Yeah, this is all after in this Webber group I'm in on Facebook. This guy was like, bought a Webber off an old dude who used it every single weekend for 30 years so that he could just be for hours out there smoking the meat and drinking beers. And it was extremely like well-weathered and worn. It had done a lot of barbecues and kept this guy basically surviving, I think.
Do you know what? You've got to question the marriage.
Well, if yeah,
you're doing
I don't
that
know.
For 30 years.
I guess so.
Like,
but
get divorced.
Well, maybe he was probably...
If you make each other unhappy.
You make a promise, you keep it.
He's probably sort of like gone, you know what? I'll get some good brownie points by cooking every Saturday night. You know, I've cooked, love. Here we go.
Are you happy at home?
What do you mean, me?
Well, you cook oh, for a lot. Like, just an observation.
I'm very happy.
Is your husband happy?
Yeah, I assist.
Oh, that's good.
Well, yeah. He can't even escape you. No. No me time for this.
Absolutely
I
none
sit
at
there
all.
And I watch.
Hey, taking your calls on 13109. Katie, what hobby do you do to escape your partner?
Look, my husband's got a few because he's trying to escape me, I think. But you put it this way, the less time you spend together, the more things you've got to talk about when you do spend time together. So minimise that.
That's a great point.
Yeah, well, there's fishing. But my favourite, which failed miserably of getting away from me, is the home brew. Like, that's great.
Yeah, it's another popular one. Yeah. Going out the back to make a brew.
Another hobby I have, weirdly. Do I need to be worried about my own self? So you've gotten into it as well, have you?
I like to sample and help out with the end product, for sure.
Yeah, oh, so you're doing it me, Katie. You assist.
You get the fun bit.
Yeah, I'm helping.
He tried to get away. No good.
Yeah,
thank you. Thanks for your call, Katie. Wow.
We'll love to loathe it after this, guys. I'm going to get Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topic. And this one has something to do with FaceTiming.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
I don't care.
New FM.
I love it.
Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Today, I'm getting Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topic. There's only one rule, no fence sitting. Today's topic is FaceTiming when drunk.
What?
Yeah, look.
Three, two, one, go!
I love the computer to see.
Loathe it.
So good. Loathe it too.
Yeah, really? Never do yeah. that.
Never, ever?
No.
Why?
Oh, because you, like, what are you going to say? You never say anything really insightful or great
really?
When you're really drunk. I can tell you that right now.
Maddie?
Did I FaceTime you on the weekend?
Yes, you did, and you were off your face. It was so good.
No, I wasn't, Jade.
Yes, you were.
No,
you
I was not at all.
To drink and you
well,
were very
happy. Well, I'd been out
happy.
To a boozy lunch,
that's
of course.
Okay. Just admit it.
Do you know what? Well, you should be lucky that I called you.
I know.
You should feel lucky that I FaceTimed you. How long for? I can't remember.
You FaceTimed me at 9:19 p.m. on Saturday night.
Oh.
We chatted for three minutes
now.
And 5 seconds.
I remember now because my friend Brooklyn had his birthday party and he transformed one of the rooms into a Britney Spears experience.
Yeah.
So there were like TVs with like Britney on there and like a projector playing her music videos. It was great.
Yeah.
So obviously I know you love Britney, Jade.
Yeah.
I probably wanted to show you
it
the room.
It was so cute. Yeah. And you're going around showing me all the different screens with Britney Spears on it. And then I'm
it
like,
was great.
I said, where is everyone? You're like, oh, they're all dancing. And then you've opened the door and you've held the FaceTime and there's like a room down the other end of the hallway.
Yeah.
It's like the living room and there were just lasers everywhere, like laser beams and like
it's
everyone's
like
dancing in
yeah.
there. It was crazy.
Oh, how fun.
But then you shut the door and you went back in and then you were like, just had your screen up looking at me and then your friend Brooklyn came in and he's like, oh, is that Jade? And I was like, hey, Brooklyn, happy birthday. And he's like, oh my God, I love her. And then Maddie goes, Maddie, you're so cute. You're like, I love you. And I was like, oh, I love you
did
too,
I say
Maddie.
That?
You
oh,
did.
That's beautiful.
I very rarely show emotion.
Yeah, you can be quite a closed book on that sort of thing.
Like, you know, so when
like,
it happens,
I was like,
just
oh,
take
he
it.
Loves me. He loves me.
Oh, what a beautiful moment.
Yeah. It was really cute. And then you're like, and then we said goodbye. We parted after that.
Yeah.
I was like, I love you too, Maddie. And you're like,
enjoy
bye.
Your party.
Were you in bed when I called?
Yeah.
9:19, a bit unacceptable. Like, I would get annoyed if somebody did that to me.
I was in my classic, you know, you can get those head towel.
You love a head towel, by
I
the
love
way.
A head towel with the elastic. They're already pre made head
into
towels.
Into the right shape.
And Brooklyn, I was wearing that with my glasses in my nightie. And Brooklyn actually said, he said something, he's just like, your style's so unique. And I was like,
one of a kind.
And I was like, yeah.
This is my ready to bed style.
It was funny. But no, it's very cute. Thanks
oh,
for the
good.
Call.
No worries, Jade.
I love you.
Look, no more emotion from me. Our news time up next is 6:56. And guess what? We have a massive ticket giveaway this week. Yet again, mm-hmm. the tickets are flying in here at New FM. Delta Goodrum, tickets to her tour.
Unbelievable.
Available to win after 8 o'clock this morning.
Jade, Maddie and Greeno, the Novos.
Time's up, time's up, time's up.
Across Newcastle. Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Guys, a big thank you to the Happy Mobile Cafe for providing our coffees in here today. And they're doing something really special at the moment. I'm going to get them in next to talk about it. They're doing some fundraising for an incredible cause, Crevo.
Yeah, that's right. So they're trying to basically help build a training cafe at a school for autistic kids. So basically teaching these kids how to make coffees, potentially getting them into some meaningful employment, which in... Like, in terms of things that you can give to someone, it's perhaps one of the greatest gifts.
Yeah.
Because you teach someone to get a job, you change their whole life.
Absolutely. And it's just such good people.
Hmm.
They are raising money. They've got a GoFundMe page, right? So they've raised so far $2,350.
Which is incredible.
Yeah, so, their goal was only $1,000 to give them, like, have a day where they all get free milkshakes.
Yeah, but now it's become bigger than that because I just have to highlight the Aspect Hunter School. It's actually non-for-profit. So every dollar they can get to help out the kids is tremendous.
No, good stuff. We'll get them in next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
And we've got Carl and Benny in here from the Happy Mobile Cafe.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, I almost call them like partners for our show because they always bring us coffees every morning for free and we love them. But you guys are doing something very special in helping out some people that really need it at the moment. Tell us a little bit about what it is.
We have a customer called Aspect, which is a school for education of children on the autism spectrum.
Yeah.
And they're a not-for-profit organisation. There's eight campuses in the Newcastle region. They've been operating over 40 years. And they've just built a little pop-up cafe, and they need to equip it. So we came up with a few ideas to try and help them. One of them was to put together a Happy Milkshake Day so we can donate milkshakes to all the kids on campus, over 200 on the last day of school.
How lovely.
Yeah, and the other one's a GoFundMe page that you can get to via our Facebook page to buy the equipment for the cafe so they can train kids how to be baristas.
That's incredible. So how much does it cost to fit out a cafe or barista style at school?
How long is a length of string?
Yeah. What's your sort of goal?
$1,000 was basic, very, very basic. But now we've already raised nearly $2,300 on the GoFundMe page.
That's fantastic.
Another $500 from the coffee run. So we can actually do a pretty good job with grinders and equipment, jugs and thermometers, all that sort of basic stuff. So,
yeah, wow. Yeah. That's really, really good. So, and then once they've got this equipment, they're obviously going to teach the kids at that school how to be baristas and hopefully they can, you know, go on to assist the community.
They have a very, very powerful program where they're trying to give kids basic practical skills to allow them to be more successful in the community as they leave school.
How good is that? Well, thanks for the info on that. Now, we're going to have...
Lara is on the phone now, who works at the school. And, I mean, incredible work she does. Of course, she is on the phone. Hello, Lara. How are you?
Hello. Good morning.
Hey.
Thanks for having us.
No, anytime. Now, obviously, Carl and Benny, we love them. I'm sure you're very appreciative of the work that they're doing
too,
for you guys. Tell us what kind of support you guys need, because as we were just saying before, you guys are not-for-profit, yeah?
Yes, we are. We're part of Autism Spectrum Australia, and we currently have 186 students across 8 sites.
Wow.
Yeah, so we have a main campus at Thornton, and then we have our satellite program, and all of our students are on the autism spectrum.
So if these students learn, say, some skills to become a barista, how important is that to them, or how will that change their lives?
Well, we only commenced the high school program last year in Newcastle. We've been operating for more than 40 years. And with our high school students, we look at their transition pathways, whether that be to employment, further studies, or being included as part of their local community. Mm-hmm. And having the cafe offers an opportunity to teach so many different skills from, you know, being in a kitchen and cooking your own food, but then to move into employment in the hospitality industry.
That's amazing. It's actually, it's hearing that and having the kitchen aspect as well, it actually, like you said, it offers jobs for them across the whole hospitality range. Like, it's not just baristas, you know, learning how to chop and prep food as a cook and being able to look after themselves and being able to do that skill at home is so important for them, for independence.
Yes, we're really lucky to receive $10,000 from Orica to build the facility, which is a shipping container that's being converted into a cafe.
Wow.
And it's very cool. And now we have Benny and Carl supporting us to fit it out, which with their, you know, their experience in the field, it's really, really valuable. We're very, very thankful.
That's so good. And, of course, they are doing their Happy Shake Day, free milkshakes for all at Aspect on Wednesday, the 16th of December. Now, guys, you've got, like, a Pay It Forward campaign, yeah? So how does that work?
Well, that's been amongst our customers on the coffee run in Thornton and Beresfield. So we've been basically asking them to buy a few milkshakes for the kids and... with that money, it's $5 a pop. We're actually donating all the milkshakes anyway, so all those Pay It Forward donations are going into this fund for the cafe at Aspect.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Good stuff, guys.
That's a great job.
You really are good Samaritans. Like, that's such meaningful work that you're doing, so... No, we really appreciate it. Thank you, Lara, for your time this morning. Now, guys, like you said, if people want to donate to the GoFundMe, your Facebook page, yeah?
Happy Mobile Cafe. Check them out. And, of course, if you want coffees around your workplace or whatever, talk to them. They're awesome.
Yeah.
It's always good.
Good job, guys. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. What's the goss up next with Jackson? Good morning.
Good morning. Barack Obama has dished on his jam. I'll tell you what it is. Also, too, one of the Real Housewives dishing what it's like to date Kanye West.
Oh, wow.
Oh, did she date one?
Yeah, so Kenya Moore.
Oh, right.
How interesting.
She's opened up about what happens when you go on a date with Kanye West. It's interesting.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
Don't watch the reason! Coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
Oh, Jackson's here, and you know I love to hear things that Obama's up to. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, so he's appeared on Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy's, like, paying him out. So last time he was on, he's got this segment called Slow Jams, and he was trying to get Barack Obama to participate in it, but Obama wanted to do things his own way, and it's all over his favourite song. Apparently Rihanna's work, so this is what happened.
I wanted you to stiffly say, Rihanna, we have to go to work, and you go, can I go like, work, and I go, no, you're this close to leaving the White House, you're not.
Are you saying that that would have affected my legacy?
Yeah.
Because that is a jam, and I know that jam well. I'm a little insulted that you didn't think I could pull it off.
I love that. Obama's very fun. I reckon he'd be like a smooth guy in the bedroom. Could, like, if this is his favorite song to sing to, could you imagine his bedroom playlist?
Well, I think he'd be, I agree. I think he'd be a romantic lover.
Well, they do Spotify playlists.
Do they?
He and his wife, yeah, they put them out there. He's, Michelle Obama does all the Get Fit America workout playlists on Spotify.
I have no idea.
How cool. Yeah.
Do you know what, that the Obamas have redefined the post-presidency role.
Totally.
Like, they have totally done their own thing, still doing meaningful work. They know how to connect to hundreds of millions of people.
Michelle Obama's got that really great podcast.
Yeah. I keep meaning to listen to that.
It's very good, and she's very honest.
But it's like, when they do things like this and talk about such normal things, I mean, it kind of, I guess, makes them more relatable and more accessible.
Very cool.
I got to say this, though. He's looking quite old.
Yeah.
Well, he's getting there, isn't he?
You don't see him a lot anymore. Like, you obviously do see him a little bit, but he's got that new book out too, which is apparently fantastic.
It says 700 pages.
That's a big read.
One of four. One of four. One of four. Volumes.
Wow.
He's had a lot to write about.
I can't wait for the audiobook. Moving on, Kanye West. What do you think it's like to date this guy?
Awful.
Yeah, terrible,
very
right?
Very difficult.
Real Housewife of Atlanta, Kenya Moore, has opened up about a disastrous date that she had with this guy. So she hasn't revealed when it was, but this is how it went down.
Somehow we ended up going to his house, and there was, like, some very explicit things on TV, and I was lost. He left me alone. Like, I was just, like, there for 5 minutes. He left me alone, wandering around his house. And then when I followed the noises, he was watching something on TV that he probably shouldn't have been. So that was my exit.
Sounds like a blast.
How odd.
What a weird dude.
That's actually really quite rude. If I went around to someone's house and they said, oh, just stay here.
And then you find him in another room watching an adult film.
Yeah.
Would you expect anything less from Kanye West, though? I feel like going on a date with him is going, like, he's the type of guy that would put a mirror up in front of him and have the date with that, and then you just sort of third wheel.
You know what? The only way I'd go on a date with Kanye West is just so I could do a tell-all exclusive on, like, a current affair and make a lot of money. For
everything about the money.
Spilling the beans on Kanye West and his kooky ways.
Do you know what? I reckon you'd need to sign an NDA go on a date with Kanye.
Yeah, she's probably just got herself in a massive lawsuit.
And your booty's not big enough, Jade.
What do you mean?
Yeah, he likes
a big caboose.
He does.
Yeah.
He's painting the picture very quickly, though. And could you imagine Jade zooming into a current affair? Tracy Grimshaw's there and dogs are barking. She's trying to give the expose on Kanye.
Oh, my God.
Coco, shush. I'm talking about cars.
Thank you, Jackson. Our news time. I'm next. The new FM is 7:25. Delta Goodrum tickets as well on the air today after 8 a.m. Good morning.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
This is
Maddie and
Creepo. Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Guys, I'm so excited because joining us on the show next is Ray Martin.
Oh, my
absolute
God.
Aussie legend, iconic broadcaster. He's got a new doco called The Forgotten Australians, which airs tonight on Channel 7. And it's such a great thing that he's done. It's about the victims of the bushfires from last year's horrific season. So he's got some good insights to talk about next.
Quite an incredible man, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
You got to respect him. Like Ray Martin, you know that Ray Martin is probably in the top three, you know, credible journalists in this country.
Yeah, definitely.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Hey, Ray Martin is joining us right now, guys. He's hosting a documentary tonight on Channel 7 called The Forgotten Australians about the bushfires, obviously last year's horrific season, and the stories and people that have been affected by them.
Certainly no one like Ray Martin, and during his extraordinary career, the man they call Mr. Television has interviewed literally everyone.
Live television is fun. Mm. You know, live radio has the 7 second play. Live television, as you know, is you make a mistake or say the wrong word and you're in trouble.
Hey, Ray, how are you today? Thank you so much for joining us.
And
I really appreciate it.
With you. I've just been looking at Jade's Instagram. That's pretty edgy, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Look at that, Jade. Look at that. Ray, thanks for joining us. I can't believe we have such a legend on our show. I think you
are one of
the biggest legends of this country. What have you been up to?
Well, I've done this documentary about the bushfires a year afterwards, but beyond that, I'm doing docos, and I had been travelling a lot until COVID came along. I took my first trip to down to Melbourne on Friday, and that was extraordinary to see something. You know, there's a city that where everybody wears face masks still, and that's probably why they've been so successful. But it's part of Australia, but it's very different for the moment. I think when people from Melbourne come to New South Wales or Queensland, they must be thinking, wow, what is this? A whole different society.
Yeah. Mm. Well, obviously, Ray, you've covered a lot of massive stories over your career, like just unrivaled. Now, these bushfires, obviously, were of that scale. Like, I think those bushfires we had last year alone will go down as one of the worst seasons we've ever had.
Yeah, no question. No question. It's and the story that we've done, the documentary we've done tonight is not about the bushfires so much as about the people. But obviously the bushfires were the most devastating. There are parts of that country that we're in where aluminium, they tell me, melted about 1,200 degrees. Wow. The bushfires were 2,000 degrees. And so I sat there, one of the most striking impacts it had on me was to sit in the middle of a national park outside of Bega and have no ants, no beetles, you know, no lizards, no kangaroos, barely even a bird a year after the event. That's how badly it's been devastated. And you know, the experts say to us that it's 50 years, maybe 100 years before that country comes back to the way it used to be, and it probably won't come back to, it'll be a different kind of bush. So, you know, we tend to think that fires are part of the rejuvenation or part of the life cycle of Australian bush. Well, it's not true. If it gets that bad, then it really devastates. And what's even more, it devastates the people.
Yeah, that's right. I've got a few friends who lost houses in that area, around the Bega area. And it is only now, so we're looking at, what is it, a year later, that they're just starting to put up frames and stuff for a new dwelling to live in. A couple of men living in like caravans and, you know, temporary shelters and stuff. It's hard to believe that in our country, where we do have a lot of wealth in a lot of ways, this has happened. And I think maybe the pandemic has been to blame in a lot of ways for taking away the attention.
Yeah, no question. That's why we went to do it. But, you know, we know that $250 million was raised including, you know, marvellous effort by Celeste Barber, the comedian, and then governments and other disaster relief funds. But and we thought they were okay. We kept saying, look, you know, we won't forget you. And then, as you say, COVID came along and we did forget. And so these are people who are tough and resilient, and they're used to taking on the elements and taking on tough times. But they're really hurting. And more than anything I've ever seen, that was apart from the devastating the fires caused with the heat of the fires in some areas. But beyond that was, these are communities that I thought, you know, bushfires, floods, droughts, you name it, they locusts, they handle them. Well, they're not handling it so well. They really are, you know, the first five people we spoke to in the documentary, including two blokes, within 2 minutes of talking, there's tears trickling down their cheeks. And these are tough farmers. They don't normally, you know, would run through Mack trucks.
Yeah.
But they're really hurting a year later. And we saw people get caravans a year later, one family with three little girls, a man and woman with three little girls, and a caravan arrived from one of the charities. We couldn't quite understand how $250 million later, somehow these people didn't even have a caravan.
Well, this is my next question. So obviously you're going, you know, you've been to these areas, you've seen how badly they've been affected, and that the people essentially have been forgotten. You know, the governments, like you said, $250 million has been raised. Are they seeing any of this money? Because it seems that a lot of them have been left to fend for themselves.
Yeah, a lot have, and that's the reason we went to do the story. But to be fair, we didn't find one person who was whinging. They all sort of said, well, you know, we'd love a helping hand. We're not whinging, and we're not asking for handouts. Then beyond that, they also said generally the insurance companies have been pretty good. There are exceptions. Generally, the governments have been helpful in mending fences and trying to help out where they can. But always in these systems, lots of people fall through the cracks. And that's what's happened when they fell through the cracks. There's a lady there who's an ex-school teacher just south of Bega. And she lives in the bush. She's about in her 70s, I suspect. Mm. And she got a couple of volunteers, a couple of good Samaritans, arrived and gave her a shower for the first time in 2 years. And she couldn't believe it. She'd been showering in town with friends and at a friend's house. And suddenly she's got a shower. Now, that's pretty basic. You'd think out of $250 million, you'd give this poor lady a shower. And that's the sort of thing there. But the overall impact has been worse than I saw with tsunamis and with you know, volcanoes and things overseas that I've covered, even floods and droughts in the past. But the impact on someone like Camargo, one of the you know, almost the mayor of the town, a bloke who was born and bred there 80 years ago, he said, look, I fear that it's actually broken the community, and that's the danger.
You know what, Ray? What I find so inspiring about you is that, you know, like I said, you've done so much in your career, but it really is about stories, isn't it? Is that what keeps you coming back to do these sorts of things?
Absolutely. No, I grew up in the bush, and I love doing bush stories, and I spent a lot of time in the bush, and I've got, you know, I think some affection, a lot of affection for them. But beyond that, as I say, there, all these people, the documentary's not about, you know, the flames and about the fires, and not even about the animals that disappeared. It's about the stories of people, and they're good. They've still got a laugh, and they're tough, and it's nice to see. And it could be you or me. It happened to be them out there who've lost it. But as I say, we didn't hear one whinger despite all the trouble. There was no whinging. It was all just a matter of, life's pretty tough, but let's get on with it.
Ray, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. And good luck with the doco. Thank you so much.
Pleasure, guys. Have a great day.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Jade. And we are about to give away Delta Goodrum ticket.
Not yet. We're talking something new.
I was so excited. Sorry. We were just talking about it.
She's just paying me out for being tired on Monday mornings.
And she's got Look, Jade.
I'm sorry. We're talking about Delta Goodrum and I just wanted to give them away.
Okay, well, what are we actually
doing? It's coming
up
after 8. Well, actually, Maddie, obviously we just spoke to Ray Martin just before.
Yeah.
And you conveniently left a part of the interview out that we spoke to Ray Martin about, because you let him know in on a little bit of a secret that you got up to at your last radio station in Darwin. This is what was said.
At work in Darwin, there was a fridge, and there was a very nice bottle of champagne in that fridge. I think it was like Verve or something. And I thought, you know what? Nobody's going to take this champagne. So I popped the champagne. I secretly drank it. I come into work the next morning, and Greg and Ali go, who drank the bottle of champagne that Ray Martin bought us.
You knocked it off, you bugger.
I did replace it, though. Now, do you know what?
Yeah.
You know what work fridges are like. People leave things in there for months and months. You've taken things yourself from here, Jade, and you think, look, it's been in there for long enough. Nobody's going
to
claim it.
A Pop-Tart is different to a bottle of Verve.
Yeah, that's very, very different values.
Now, can I please just point out one bit? Now, listen to you say this to Ray Martin.
I did replace it, though.
Can we hear that again, Jackson?
I did replace it, though. I still don't know if I did. It was I think I might have, but I possibly may not have.
Well, this is really funny.
The intention was there.
After we interviewed Ray Martin, Jackson, you came into the studio on Friday, and we were filling you in on the secret that Maddie said, and you said that you didn't replace it.
Yeah, but I can't remember.
Well, this was the discussion we had in the studio after the interview.
Maddie lied to Ray Martin, tells Ray the story, and he's like, it was me, but I replaced it. Did you replace it?
I think I can't remember. I may have.
Oh, bullshit. Honestly, you just said that you didn't replace it.
I don't have the memory of replacing it. Oh, you guys are selective with your grabs. Do you know what? I actually do think I did. And now I think about it.
You've totally changed your story.
No, honestly, I do think I replaced it. I don't think it was a bottle of Verve, though, from memory, but it was like an expensive champagne.
Oh, what? You're squirming in here like a worm.
No, absolutely not.
Yes, you
are. I'd say if I didn't. And I don't know, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Look, you were pretty clear on Friday.
They were not happy. They were not
Ray
happy.
Martin's not on the line. You don't need
they
to be worried.
They were not happy, let me tell you that. Because we had a cyclone up in Darwin and everybody was living at the radio station and it was just hard.
Well,
and
you thought, I was like, it's I need the end a of drink. The world.
All the grog shops had closed and I was like, you know what? I'm going to pop open that Verve. And I did, and I drank it and it was delicious.
I love how he remembers that bit.
That bit.
Of
that
course. Bit
crystal clear.
It was delicious. Can't remember replacing it.
I think I did.
I had intentions.
You fascinate me, Jade. How much do you take from work here and benefit from it? You take things all the time.
Like a good couple hundred dollar bottle of champagne.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To good, a muesli good bar.
Up. Good stitch up, Jade.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, you stole two Newcastle Knights hats and put them on Facebook Marketplace that belonged to New FM.
No, I actually didn't. They were given to me by Luke. I was going to a Newcastle Knights match because I finally got tickets to the Broncos game. I'm obviously a diehard Bronco fan coming from Brizzy, so I decided to take the hats and sell them, and I rocked up to the game in my Broncos jersey.
Oh, my God. Terrible. Anyway, good stitch up.
Yeah,
yes,
you're welcome.
Yes, I took the Verve.
You did.
I took the Verve. Didn't
replace it, and that's
Let's
okay.
just admit that.
All right. Now, Delta tickets up next.
Yes,
very fun because she's coming to Newcastle next year.
Yeah.
We have double passes to give away and we've got a brand new game coming up next.
Yep.
Which is?
You're going to have a chance to win the tickets.
Okay. Well, we'll tell you how to win next. 13:10:09 though, if you want Delta Goodrum tickets, we need one contestant. We'll tell you more after this.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Hey everyone, it's Delta here.
Delta Goodrum's Bridge Over Troubled Dreams Tour.
Newcastle Entertainment Centre, Saturday, May 1, 2021.
Tickets on sale now via Ticketek.com.au.
Or win them with the Novos all week.
Yeah, that's right. We've got tickets giveaway to Delta Goodrum's Bridge Over Troubled Dreams Tour for next year. All you have to do is call up on 13:10:09, pitch to us why you love Delta and why you deserve these tickets. But the catch is, someone can come along and steal those tickets. We're going to open up the phones for 10 seconds. If you want the tickets more than whoever we've got on the line, you can call in and grab them and steal them away.
It's Christmas. Get into the giving spirit and let them keep the tickets. Exactly. Can you stop yourself from calling?
It's Delta's Pitch and Steal. We're doing it after this.
Okay, it's 7 past 8 right now. Jubel dancing in the moonlight to New FM. Happy Monday. It's 7 past 8. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos.
Hey everyone. It's Delta here.
Delta Goodrum's Bridge Over Troubled Dreams Tour. Newcastle Entertainment Centre, Saturday, May 1, 2021.
Tickets on sale now via Ticketek.com.au.
Or win them with the Novos all week.
Whether you love her or you hate her, you can't stand her. Some people have that opinion when they watch The Voice. She has the greatest voice. Honestly, love Delta Goodrum.
She loves getting her feet out too, doesn't she?
She's on The Voice, yeah.
Or any show.
Any show, yeah. She,
do you know what? I've heard she puts on an incredible concert, though.
Yeah, she's supposed to be amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So we're giving you the chance right now to win Delta Goodrum tickets to her Bridge Over Troubled Dreams tour. Now, we do have somebody on the line right now.
Let's go to Jordan. So at this point, Jordan, you've won the double pass. How are you?
Hey, guys, how are you? Morning to you all.
Good morning, my friend. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. Just trying to stay in the good books with the wife, so I'm hoping this might help.
All right, well...
the pitch has already started. I love this.
Yeah.
We're going to give you 20 seconds to tell us and Newcastle why you should keep these Delta tickets. Off you go.
Yeah, mate, I'm really in the doghouse. It's our third-year wedding anniversary coming up, and I've been booked on a box party with the boys on the same day. Not good. We've got 4 little ones. We've got a newborn. I've been sleeping on the sofa for the last 6 weeks, and I reckon if I don't get something like this, it might end in divorce.
Jordan, are you still planning on going to this box party on your anniversary?
Well, this is going to depend on whether I get these tickets because, this might, rather than obviously ask for forgiveness, I might be able to give us something to look forward to,
Okay, well...
So at this point now, you can steal the tickets from Jordan if you choose. So on 13:10:09, we're opening the lines up for 10 seconds. Now, Jordan's won these tickets, but if you want to steal them from him, you've got the opportunity.
All right, let's start the countdown. 10 seconds on the board to steal these Delta tickets.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
The phone's rung, Jordan.
7.
Oh, no, Jordan.
Maybe they can go with my wife.
That's an interesting proposition, not how it works.
Hold the line there, mate.
No. Trini on the line.
Trini, you stole them from Jordan.
Hopefully, yeah. Do I have to pitch to steal or?
No, you got him. You got him. Yours.
Yep.
You didn't sympathise with his story?
Yeah.
Trini?
Sorry?
You didn't sympathise with his story?
I've got a story that I can tell you about Delta Goodrum and why I feel like I deserve the ticket.
Do you know what? Just tell us anyway. Tell us anyway.
So Mum and I used to always listen to Delta Goodrum on my way to horse events. So she was quite an inspiration to me, and it's a nice nostalgic memory.
All right. Well,
okay. Well, they're yours.
It doesn't matter what the story is. You get the tickets. Jordan gets nothing. So that's how it works.
Oh, poor Jordan. Sorry.
You don't sound sorry. well, you're a winner, that. Trini.
Yeah, good on you, Trini.
Good stuff. Yay! Thank you. Congratulations. Sorry, Jordan. She got you. Delta Goodrum's Bridge Over Troubled Dreams Tour, Newcastle Entertainment Centre, Saturday, the 1st of May, 2021. There you go,
that. We're doing this all week, aren't
Every
we?
Every day this week, we've got the Delta tickets.
Delta, Pitch and Steal.
Pitch and Steal. I love it.
It's so good. Now, Jade, coming up next, you like to stitch me up, so I'm about to stitch you up.
Good.
you know what?
I welcome it.
We've discovered today, actually last week, that you've been moonlighting doing work for other radio stations.
Ooh.
I was shocked by this.
Is the secret out, is it?
I can't believe it.
This
I've
is
got
awkward, isn't it?
All of the evidence, all of the audio from your other work at other radio stations. Where's the loyalty to New FM, doll?
That's what I want to know.
Where is it?
Questions will be asked after this.
They will. 8:14 at New FM. Good morning. Jade, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos. Now, Jadey.
Mm-hmm.
You work hard on this show.
Yeah.
You're a hard worker.
I love our show.
And sometimes, you know, you always complain that, you know, you're short of money and you always look for, like, different jobs and you want to take on some extra work, which is so shocking to me because I'm like, how can you possibly fit any more into your busy life?
Yeah. Well,
you know, you got your chihuahuas and your pickleball.
Exactly.
I like to be busy.
All of your hobbies.
Yep.
But we have discovered something, and that is the fact that you've been moonlighting on other radio stations, doing some voiceover work for them.
Yep.
Now, this fascinated me because I was like, usually you're not into that sort of thing, but this has been going on for a while.
Yeah, who knew?
That you were doing this for so long. I've got some audio here, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you are now the voice of our sister station, 2HD.
Yep. That only happened recently.
I don't look at you or, like, hear you and think, 2HD.
No, because I actually have to change my voice.
No, we know. Yeah. I've got the examples.
You might not think this is me, but it is.
Feeling to the pensioners.
This is Jade on 2HD doing voiceover work.
John Laws in the morning and Brent Bultitude in the afternoons on 11:43
2HD. Ooh, that hurts. Cheating on us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It felt like getting a big dagger and stabbing it right in my heart.
I loved these voiceovers, and obviously they were directing your voice.
Yeah.
Saying that, look, Jade, you need to talk a little bit deeper. So as this goes on, your voice just gets deeper and deeper. Here's another one.
How now, brown cow? John Laws in the morning and Brent Bultitude in the afternoons on 11:43 2HD.
Not deep enough, though. They made you do it again.
John Laws in the morning and Brent Bultitude in the afternoons on 11:43 2HD. Who would have thought my voice could go so low?
Thank you, Sandra Sully.
Yeah, I know.
I tell you what, there's a hidden talent. I thought we could stomach you going on 2HD because, you know, they're part of our network.
Here. They're just
and they're okay.
Down
we
the
like
hallway.
We like 2HD, but what hurt the most is I found some other voiceover work you've been doing for an FM radio station.
Oh, the shame, the shame.
Jade.
Crevo, did you know that Jade is the voice of Max FM in Taree?
This I gotta hear.
I've got a promo here for their, summer lineup, like, you know, demonstrating the music they play. Listen out carefully for Jade. Turn it up. Yeah,
your hit music station for summer. Turn it up. I don't wanna let go. Your hit music station for summer.
Max 107.3.
Your hit music station for summer.
Now let's compare it to that How Now Brown Cow.
That was me.
How Now Brown Cow. There's another one. I'll play one more.
Okay.
You've really worked for them. The hottest hits coming your way.
How many songs do they want to put in one promo?
I don't know. There's
insane.
A lot there.
Don't try and direct attention away from the fact that you're cheating on us with another FM radio station.
Do you get any money for that?
No, I did. I just did that as a favour.
You know what, though? Gets your name out there.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, no,
increasing
that was just,
your fame.
Just being friendly.
Do you know,
fellow out.
Well, we went to, I drove through Taree not long ago, a few months ago, and I heard your voice, and I was so surreal because we put that station on, and I was like, that's Jade.
She's been cheating on us.
VO superstar, look at you go.
Jade, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This
is Jade, Maddie and Greaso.
Jade, Maddie and Greaso. Crevo, the Novos.
105 minutes commercial free is kicking off with Jackson in minutes.
No. Brando is on the way, helping you through your Monday.
Excellent.
Look into my eyes. These are your summer songs here. Madness, House of Fun.
Oh, my God. This song reminds me of this show. Welcome to the House of Fun. We're all lost. We've lost it.
Very fitting. Sia, David Guetta as well. Sia's actually opened up about him over the weekend.
Really?
Yeah, she says that she retired from music until David Guetta collaborated with her, and then bam, she's a
back
rich
in business.
Millionaire now over in the States.
Yeah, they've helped each other a lot.
Definitely.
Because Sia kind of helped David Guetta cross over to like more mainstream. Yeah. For sure. It's kicking off at 9 o'clock with Jackson Gruvo.
Up next, guys, a lot of the time on this show, I'll say stuff for a bit of dramatic effect. Like, yeah. Oh, you're not going to want to miss this next story, or this next thing's unbelievable. But this next thing I'm going to tell you about
is unbelievable.
No, this is a surprise that you are not expecting.
Oh, you've proposed to Emmy.
This is something that you are not ready for.
Oh,
all right?
You didn't say no. Am I right? Oh, I have a feeling.
Well, you can feel what you want to feel, but
oh, my God.
You're going to be your dad.
Neither of you are ready for this.
That's why. Oh, you got a Christmas tree.
Get ready. Big surprise up next.
Oh, I don't like this. 8:37.
Good morning. Right now, Sam Smith, Diamonds.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Just before the song, Crevo said he's got some big news to tell us. Now, for the last 3 minutes, I've heard the word baby at least 12 times out of Jade's mouth.
Yeah, you were very excited about that.
Or an engagement.
Sorry, no baby.
Aww.
Wrong. No. And you were so sure too as well.
Ooh, engagement, you didn't say
that. So, wedding.
So, Friday night, went for a lovely dinner at this nice Spanish restaurant in the city.
Yep.
And then went up to, you know, the Anzac Walk?
Yeah.
Yep.
At night, great view up there.
Beautiful.
I just wanted to tell you guys about how good the view is up there.
It is a really stunning view.
Like, and especially at night, you've got all the lights of the city. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, what would make this view even better? How about a lovely diamond ring? And I asked Emmy to marry me.
Oh,
and she said yes.
I knew it.
Oh my God.
Very exciting.
Congratulations. Congrats.
Thank you very much. It was a very, very beautiful moment. And yeah, what a great way to start the weekend it was.
Do you know what? I'm so happy for you. You and Emmy are such a great couple.
Thank you.
And I've never met two people that like match like you guys do.
In our own weird way, you know. But
it was
such a beautiful night, and it was a perfect way to start the weekend and wrap up the year.
How do you feel?
I feel great.
Did you, like, were you nervous?
Of course.
Did you get on one knee?
Of course I did.
All right. Everyone wants to know.
We walked out, you know, down to the lookout, basically, the highest bit there. And looking out at at the lights. And that's one of Emmy's favourite types of view is lights at night time.
Yep.
So I, like, worked out where to go because I knew that it would be a great view. Never been up there at night, right?
Yeah.
And then so got out there and then I as we were looking out, I said, she was like, oh, what a great view. I was like, you know what would make it even better? Is if I asked you to marry me. And then I got down on one knee, had the ring there ready.
Oh, how romantic.
And she said yes, which is of course.
Did she cry?
No, she didn't cry because she's not really a crier, but it was very emotional and it was just a beautiful night and a perfect way to spend the evening.
I feel like crying.
Oh, cry.
No, like...
It's okay to cry.
Oh, well, I've just not had a lot of sleep last night. I had to get up at 2:45 a.m.
It might be adding to the emotion.
But that sounds so sweet, Crevo. And do you know what? We all wish as people that you have moments like that in your life.
Yeah.
And you're very romantic. So that's very nice to hear.
Yeah,
congratulations.
So cool.
Thank you very much,
tell
guys.
Tell us about the ring.
Well, yeah, it's just a really nice diamond ring. As a guy, that's probably all the explanation I can give you.
Oh, princess cart, cushion cart.
I can't really remember.
How can you not remember those details?
Well, because that's not the, you know, guys just pick the, they go, that's a good one.
Where'd you get it, like locally or overseas?
I had it made, you know, for the occasion.
Oh, because you had the ring made.
Yeah, and it's really nice and she loves it. And, yeah, I'm very happy and we're both very happy.
When do you think it'll happen? Next, like, this coming year?
We don't really have a plan for that exactly.
Oh,
you know?
I so want to help you plan.
Well,
oh,
you know, won't be.
You've unleashed
Why?
The monster.
Let me plan.
Because, you know,
I'm excited. I put on. I know how to put on a good wedding.
I'm sure you do, but like we're gonna do it our own way.
Yeah. Oh, you're gonna elope. They already told me ages ago.
We're gonna do it our own way.
Yeah, good.
We're so happy
it's
for
awesome.
You, Chris.
Thank you very much,
Jackson. Can you believe that? He's getting married.
Oh, very nice. I'm excited for you both.
Oh, thanks, man.
Can we live stream it on the show?
Probably not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. Wow, what great news to
Did
start
you get
the week.
Any pictures of the moment?
Like, not of exactly the moment, but we got some pictures. I'll share with you afterwards.
Cool. Oh, good stuff. Oh, congrats.
How exciting. Thanks. Well, something a little bit different happening in my life compared to Crevo's.
You're getting divorced. Well, wouldn't that be great?
Really switching things up on the show.
No, we're not allowed to get divorced. I've already told Ben. So, basically, we cleaned out the shed on the weekend. And I decided to sell a couple of items, and I'm having issues with who gets the money. I'm going to tell you a little bit more in a second.
Jade, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos.
I want to get your thoughts on something. So on the weekend, Benny and I were moving, clearing out our second bathroom / laundry. So it sometimes turns into a bit of a storage cupboard.
Right.
Because we rarely use it. There's only the two of us. We use the main bathroom. So had to rearrange the shed so we could move some of the stuff that's been in the second bathroom across because we've got family staying at Christmas, so we need that bathroom
up and running. Yeah.
Up and running. So I was in the shed. I'm pulling stuff out left, right and centre. And to be fair, it's mainly Ben's stuff. And I'm like sort of losing
fishing rods and stuff.
Fishing rods, fishing reels, camping gear, like all the weed kill and all different sorts of bottles of this and that, lubricants that you use for the roof and
lubricants. You know, what's a roof lubricant?
I've never heard of that.
There's actually really good. We use it. We have one of those eclipse roofs where you hit a button and the roof opens up like vertical.
There's a little
blinds.
Oil or something that goes.
Yeah,
in
it's like this gotcha. Particular
roof lube
that you need. So there's all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
You know. Just,
yep.
Garbage you just collect. So I'm in there. I'm reefing everything out. I'm like, what's this? What are you using this for? Do we need it? Oh. And then watching him come up with the idea, no, don't throw any of that stuff out. You'll need it. And I'm like, but do we though? So we're going through it. I've created, I'm like, look, if you don't use it, it's not adding anything. I'm going to sell it or it's going to the junk. So I organized a tip throw for this week. And so we're going through all this stuff and then he's telling me prices to put on different things. He's like, yeah, okay, you can sell that, you can sell this. So anyway, on Marketplace, I've listed all these items. And so I'm getting messages. I've managed to sell a couple of things. Guy came, picked up a couple of things yesterday. I've got like $40 in the kitty. I was like, I'm going to keep this if that's all right. Ben's like, no, it's my stuff. I was like, yeah, but I sold it.
That's fair.
No, but I sold it. Oh, I did all the
second.
Hard work. Like, if it wasn't for me clearing stuff out, it'd just be sitting there gathering dust.
Still valuable, though.
So we're sort of, like, it's this, we're sort of arguing
the
over who gets
of
to keep
marriage.
Keep the money.
You should split it.
Yeah, that's probably not a bad idea.
Well, that's
question,
what I said.
Question, though.
Yeah.
Who bought it out of whose allowance? Because you guys have an allowance system.
That is true.
With your own personal money, don't
that
you?
Is
so
true.
So did Ben buy that with saved up his own allowance?
Yeah.
You can't do that.
You can't take that from him.
You don't reckon?
No. Imagine if Ben goes, right, we need a bit of cash.
Treasure cabinet.
Treasure
Let's
cabinet.
Open it up.
Let's open this up. This thing's getting crowded. What's this little... Grew graw.
Yeah, okay. Like, that's
and then
fair,
he
I
sold
guess.
It. Like, you agreed to sell it. And then he goes, well, I'll just keep the money then because I put it on Marketplace. You'd be fuming.
But what's yours is mine. You know what I mean? You're married. Get ready, Crevo. This is one of the things. So, I don't know. I sort of think we should be halving it because I'm dealing with all the people, all the questions.
I think halving it is acceptable, but you can't rip it out of
you
his hands.
You can't reef it all
I'm
away
not
from
reefing
him.
Reefing all of it.
Sell his stuff. Well, you are. The money
you said,
and
I'll
the
keep
goods.
It.
What's left to leave him with? There's nothing left.
A big believer in if you're not using something and it can go to a good home and that someone else can use it, why keep it? Why hold on to it?
Oh, absolutely. But give him half the money. Yeah. He bought it from his own allowance.
That's fair, I reckon.
At a minimum.
He'll like that.
Yeah, good. All right, cool. I'm glad that's gone through your filter.
Moral dilemma. Sorted.
Moral problem.
Just like that. Hey, guys, have a great show day today.
Yeah.
You too.
Yeah,
ready
I will.
For a nap?
Ready for a nap. I'm going to go home and relax and, yeah.
Take it easy.
Yeah, I can't believe you're getting married still. It's still great. It's such great news, isn't it?
Yeah,
so
very
good.
Exciting.
You really lifted Maddie's mood up. You should have announced
really
that
did.
At 6:10 this morning.
Hey, guys, 105 minutes commercial free is kicking off with Jackson. Yo. Next.
Tones and I's Dance Monkey. Did you hear how much she pocketed for Spotify?
$12 million.
$1 million. No way.
$1 million. Yep. Big money.
Oh, classic.
Jimmy Eat World. Do you know what, though? Just back to Tones and I's $12 million. She'd probably make that in Byron Bay now. Have you seen how many celebrities are there?
I know. It's becoming crazy. The new in-place for
yeah. Sell-out destination. Zed, Alessia Cara for your summer tracks as well.
Excellent. Awesome it's kicking stuff. Off in minutes. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
Bye. Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.